I'm not going to pretend to know a lot about the social context from which the new Russian rock music has emerged, and obviously it's very hard for an American to know whether the music that's being released over here is the best the country has to offer, or just the stuff with the right business connections. But there's a pretty good new book about this subject called Back in the USSR by the Russian journalist Artemy Troitsky. Troitsky's book makes it clear that one of the most famous rock musicians in Russia is Boris Grebenshikov. He's also the Russian rocker receiving the most noticeable American push right now. His new album, Radio Silence, has just been released by Columbia Records, by far the biggest label to sign a Russian act. Radio Silence was produced by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, and I'm afraid it's pretty mediocre. Grebenshikov is 35, and he's the leader of one of Russia's oldest rock bands, Aquarium. He's being promoted as a solo act here, however. On the evidence of the music on Radio Silence, 10 of whose 12 songs are sung in English, he seems equally influenced by the Beatles and Jethro Tull. Here's a bit from Real Slow Today.
These ladies are laughing at me. Can I join the fun? I know I'm haunted. Keeps the flame bright. I guess I can say I'm alright. Just a burning arrow stuck in my heart. Well, anyway. Things gonna get real slow today.
On this record, Boris Grebenshikov ends up sounding like a standard-issue American corporate rocker, something he certainly is not. Like a lot of Russian rockers, he's risked being arrested for making music, even though it's not particularly political, and has had to spend most of his life working menial jobs. But unfortunately, all too often, he sounds like a cross between Julio Iglesias and Engelbert Humperdinck.
Some people say you're not here anymore, but you're triste and proud and laugh and let them pass. So mischievous and holy. And this is a question I'll never want to ask.
There's someone out here and she wants to be growing. There's a river down here and she wants to go back to the sea.
I am your child, mother, crying to be consoled. Now that I know you,
do you recognize me?
A more interesting Russian act is Kino, spelled K-I-N-O, Russian for cinema. Kino's album, called Grupa Krovi, or Blood Type, has just been released here by Gold Castle Records. Kino is a Leningrad band that claims to have been heavily influenced by American and English punk rock, but as you can hear from the album's title song, it's a more melodic version of that rough-and-tumble music. Finally, there's a Russian act whose music falls somewhere between the two I've already played. The band is called Zuki Mu. It translates into a loose, self-deprecating pun about the sound of music, or the sound of moo cows. The band's new album, also called Zuki Mu, is released here on Opal Records and produced by Brian Eno. Based on a couple of interviews and music videos I've seen, Zuki Mu's leader, Peter Mamonov, is very much influenced by turn-of-the-century avant-garde art movements like Dada, Surrealism, and his own country's constructivism. The lyrics are non sequiturs, the music is more conventional, but it's also got a kind of dreamy wackiness to it.
Хлопнуть
In that book I mentioned, back in the USSR, Artemy Troitsky describes Peter Mamonov as a witty drunkard, a wild dancer, and a failed poet. And he mentions a solo acoustic performance he saw Mamonov give that consisted of the musician playing, quote, two-chord rock with screams, hisses, and howls. Now that's the kind of Russian rock I'd like to hear more of.